We are up to the Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. Yesterday we learned a Mishnah. Quick review of the Mishnah we had. The Mishnah was, you took a carbon Pesach and you shechted it and you had in mind a different carbon, like carbon shlabim, and it was Shabbos. Since it's the wrong carbon and you didn't achieve anything, so, and therefore you are chayiv a carbon chatas. You were machal Shabbos by mistake. But let's say you took a carbon shlamim and you had in mind a carbon Pesach, which, you know, a carbon is still valid, you still did something, but you didn't do the carbon Pesach, and you brought a shlamim, which you now do on Shabbos. So if it wasn't suitable for carbon Pesach, then you had no excuse to do it. So it's a slight culpability here, it's a shege, you bring a carbon chattis. But if it was an animal that was suitable to be a carbon Pesach, then you made a mistake, and it's a mitzvah that got you all excited, it's called a Torah Bedvar mitzvah, and if the mitzvah got you all excited, you don't bring a carbon chattis, you are potter. And then, that's the view of Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Elazar holds, I don't believe in this Torah B'dvar Mitzvah, you're still a Shegig and you're Chayav Chatas. And Rabbi Elazar further said, what happens, he said, I'll prove to you. If you took the Karban Pesach, which you're allowed to bring on Shabbos, and you had in mind a Shlamim, you agree with me that you bring a Karban Chatas. So if you took a Shlamim, which you had no right to bring on Shabbos, and you had in mind a Pesach, so what? But you had no right to bring in the first place, surely you should be liable. And Rabbi Shuz knows all the way around. When you took a carbon Pesach, but the fact is you had in mind a shlamim which was not suitable for Shabbos, it's a shaking. But if you took a shlamim, even though it's a shlamim, but what you had in mind was something that was permitted on Shabbos, and you were all excited because of the mitzvah of Pesach, therefore it is excused. Says Rabbi Elazar, what are you talking about? What about if you bring a carbon shlamim and you had in mind a carbon tamid? You're allowed to bring a carbon tamid on Shabbos, and yet, you know, you also agree with me that you bring carbon chatas shaking. If you had in mind something which was permitted, the fact is that you are now on the Chal Shabbos with the shlamim that you had. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shuz says you can't compare. Why? Because when it comes to the carbon tumid, for example, communal carbon, there's only two you bring a day. You shouldn't have gotten excited, and therefore there's no excuse. So if you did it on Shabbos, you took a shlamim, you brought it as a carbon tumid, you bring a carbon chattis. But if you have a Pesach when there's numerous carbon psachim out there and you got all excited, we don't blame you. Rameyah says, in fact, I hold, you're right, that in the case of the carbon tumid, if you took a shlamim and you had in mind a carbon tumid, you're excused. If the fact is, it's the mitzvah got you excited and you are potter. Okay, that's the bulk of the Mishnah here, and now we're going to Gemara try to understand. The first part of the Gemara is there's an argument in the Gemara in Kotchim. We have an argument whether, when let's say you take a shlamim and you want to make a carbon Pesach, do you need Akira, which means I need to know, or if I take a carbon Pesach, I make a shlamim, do I need to know that it's the carbon that I have in my hand is a different carbon altogether, but I want to change it, so I have to deliberately change it, or even if I didn't realize the carbon I have in hand, let's say the shlamim, I just had in mind in Pesach, that's already called changing the animal. So we're going to try to bring a proof from our Mishnah, the first section of the Mishnah one way, the second section another way. So the Gemara's basic question is, why are the Amoraim having a debate in the Gemara Kotchim, when it's clear from our Mishnah what we're talking about? So let's start from the top of the page. Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. B'mayaskin, what are we talking about? The very first case in the Mishnah was that you took a carbon Pesach and you had in mind a shlamim, which you're not allowed to bring on Shabbos. And if you did it, you chayiv a chatas. So what does it mean you had a mind of shlamim? Did you know it was a carbon Pesach? It seems from here that just by having in mind is already enough to change the animal from a Pesach to a shlamim. That means you don't need akira. You don't have to say, I know it's a Pesach, but I'm changing it anyway. But my askin, Elaim and Betoye, if you're talking about it, made a mistake. That what? He pushed, made a mistake. That what? He thought it was taka shlamim. He took this animal, thinking it's a shlamim. And Shamit B'nei, so we see from here, Akida B'toyz Havi Akida, so even though it was really a Pesach, but since you had in mind a Shlamim, it became a Shlamim, and you now do that on Shabbos. So why is there an argument in the Gemara and Kotchim? There was a clear Gemara here. Ella must be talking about a case of here, but Akir. It must be talking about here a case is you knew it was a current Pesach, but you decide, you know what, I'm bringing it as a Shlamim. And you now do that. And therefore, if you did that on Shabbos, on Erev Pesach, which falls on Shabbos, therefore you're slightly culpable here. You know, okay, you made a mistake with the tzachim, you thought you're allowed to, but that's a shaygig, and you chayev a chatas. So from the first part of the Mishnah, it must be talking about, according to that opinion, that the ones who hold you need akira, that our Mishnah is talking about you need akira. Okay, but aim a sefer. So you knew you were doing the wrong thing, you knew that this what this animal was, and you changed it. So aim a sefer, look at the sefer, where it says, b'shar kol zvachim, all other kabbanis, you took a shlamim and you had in mind a Pesach. So this is what we said. If this animal was not suitable to bring carbon Pesach, for example, it was a cow, he was, you know, it was an animal that couldn't have been a Korban Pesach, then Chayiv, then you are Chayiv. Why? Because you can't say you were excited, you had no idea, you should have known. If it's a Korban Pesach, everyone knows what a Korban Pesach can be. How could this have been a Korban Pesach? And therefore, you, at best, it's a shegik, not you made a mistake, and therefore you bring Korban Chatas. But Imrui and Hain, the animal looked like, you know, it was a sheep, it was less than a year old, it was a female, and it was a shlamim, but you, you know, got all excited and you thought, okay, put all the friendly activity and you made it a Korban Pesach. Rabbi Lezer said, because I don't believe, you know, the fact that it's a mitzvah is an excuse. But I'm sure it's a potter. Now, if you're talking about Be'oiker, if you're telling me you're talking about a case, because that's what you just said in the beginning, that you knew that this was not a Korban Pesach, and you decided to be a Korban Pesach, what do you mean the mitzvah got you excited? Mali Ruim, Mali Shein Ruim, what's the difference if it was suitable or if it's not? You're not a Toye Bidvan mitzvah. You knew precisely this was not a Korban Pesach, and you decided to take a shlom and bring a Korban Pesach. So at best, it's a shaygi, you thought you're allowed to. So you should bring a Korban Chatas. There's no excitement. It's not like the Korban Pesach drove you crazy. You knew it wasn't a Korban Pesach. So l'chayda, the safe elapshita betoya, so it must be that this case is talking about, you thought that this was actually a Korban Pesach. It looks like a Korban Pesach, and you thought it was a Korban Pesach. And the mitzvah got you excited. So what's going on here? Reisha ba'ikir, so according to you, the first part of the mitzvah is talking about you knew it was a Korban Pesach, and you decided to change the shlamim. And the safe betoya, and the second part of the mitzvah is talking about, you thought it was a Korban Pesach. It's not even consistent. On above and in, yes. Reisha ba'ikir, the safe betoya. Why not? That's exactly what's going on here. In fact, Ashkeche Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Rabavu, Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef once met Rabavu, the Havikai Bechlusa the Inche, he was standing amongst a whole group of people. Amalei, and he screamed out at him, Masnisi Mai. So what do you think about our Mishnah? Amalei, he yelled back, Reisha Ba'oike V'Seifa B'Toya. Yes, the beginning of the Mishnah is talking about where you knew there was a Korban Pesach, and you knew the Korban Pesach, you decided to deliberately change the Shlamim. And that's why, you know, there's no excitement or whatever it is, and you bring Korban Chatas. And the Sefer, the end, is talking about Toya. It looked like a sheep. Or if it's ruin, it looked like a sheep, similar to a sheep. You thought it was a Chatas, so the mitzvah got you excited, and therefore you are, and you also did a little bit of mitzvah, because a shlamim, when it brought a Chatas, it's still, you can eat the korban, just even though you haven't fulfilled your obligation. Tona minei abo zimni, he learned from him 40 times. He repeated it, he revised it in his mind. 40 times, and then, the domilei, and it was compared to the mancha bekisa, was lying in his pocket, or plays mancha kupsa nose. That's how they used to memorize the Gemara. They used to chazer 40 times. So, Mitzvah, we will finish 40 times daf yomi in about 280 something years. So, what we had Rav Sheshet, if you remember before, he used to relearn the entire Shas every 30 days. So, which is a pretty good effort. Anyway, why it's relevant here, where Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef was standing, is just part of the story. Tonight we learned, okay, let's continue the Mishnah. Let's get the Mishnah, see whether what you just said right now makes sense. Oh, but Rabbi Yitzchak brought a proof to himself that what? That even if it's suitable for Korban Pesach, it's not excusable, and you're at best a shaygig. Ma im Pesach. This is what this Rabbi Yitzchak argument. Korban Pesach, which you're allowed to bring on Shabbos. Shemutul Lishmai. Kishashin Lishmai, if you decide to change it to a Korban Shlamim. Chaye, because you're not allowed to bring a Shlamim on Shabbos. Zvachim, Shehin Asun Lishman. Korbanos, which are forbidden, let's say Shlamim. Which you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos if you knew it was a Shlamim. Kishashin Lishman, if you decided. So the Korban itself you're holding in your hand has no permission to be bringing on Shabbos. And you had in mind a Korban Pesach. Ein Adin, Shehe Chayiv. Surely you should be Chayiv. Let me ask a question. And if you are right, holy dummy, how can you compare this proof of about the two cases? You're comparing the second case to the first case. You're saying, if the Pesach, which you're allowed to bring in Shabbos, and yet you change it, is also surely the Shlamim, which you're not allowed to bring in Shabbos, it should be, you know, it should be a Shegig. What are you talking about? The Korban Pesach, you deliberately change it, and that's why you're Chayiv. The Shlamim, we're talking about a case where it's a mistake. You thought this was the Korban Pesach, and that, therefore you thought you're legitimately allowed to bring in a Shabbos. So what's he comparing to? Holo dummy the reisha ba'oikiv a sefer toy to my cases. Says the Gemara, you're right. The Rabbi Lezer lo shoni. Rabbi Lezer holds no difference whether he did deliberately by mistake. Even if he did it by mistake, he doesn't believe in the whole concept of a tovah dvar mitzvah. That the mitzvah got you excited, and therefore it's a step lower than a shegig. You know, it's like the Eibush is falling. You know, the mitzvah got you excited. It's like an onus. What can you do? You got into this frenzy. You're very pious, and you forgot certain things. So Rabbi Eliezer makes no difference. Rabbi Shua the Shonilei. So Rabbi Shua, so Gemara's question is, okay, fine. But Rabbi Shua, who answered, Lishlen Hachi, Yeshua should have answered exactly this. Rabbi Shua should have answered instead of saying, but you know, it depends what you had in mind. He should have said, what are you talking about? The case of the Karban Pesach, you were Oike, you deliberately changed the Karban. In the case of the Shlamim, you thought this was the Karban Pesach. Could have answered, it was so simple. This is actually what Rabbi Shua said to him. Lididi, according to me, loidomi reisha ba'oike v'seifa b'toya. According to me, you cannot compare the reisha is talking about. The reisha is talking about you were oike v'seifa b'toya. Two different cases, doesn't even bother me. Lididi, according to you, Rabbi Eliezer, you don't care because you don't believe in the whole concept of Torah mitzvah. Nevertheless, Loi, I still say that your question is not a question. Imam is bit Pesach, Shishinishma. You know what Pesach, you change your name, Lidavid Asa. What did you change it to? A Shlomim, which you're not bringing on Shabbos. That's why you bring a carbon. Taimah Bezvachim, Shinishma, Lidavid Mutib. But in the case of Shlomim, you change the Pesach, which you're not bringing on Shabbos. And therefore, we don't look at what the original animal, we look at what your intention was. You thought this is going to bring a Psachim, which you permitted on Shabbos, and that's why it's called a Torah mitzvah. So then the Mishnah continues, Omer Rabbi Eliezer, I have another proof. What about a carbon tamid? Shehein mutar, a carbon tamid, you're allowed to bring on Shabbos, Lishmon. If you brought it, you had in mind a carbon tamid, of course you bring it on Shabbos. And yet, if you had a shlamim there, and you thought, oh, I got to bring a carbon tamid, and you brought it up as a tamid, here's an example where you had in mind a carbon which was permitted to be brought on Shabbos, and yet you still, if you brought on Shabbos, which you had no right to, the shlamim, you bring a carbon chattas, and not like you say that's a Torah mitzvah. Oh, Rabbi Shimon said again, how can you compare Pesach, where there's a frenzy, to a carbon tamid? There's only two carbonas a day. Therefore, there's no excitement. You have no right to be so nervous and so excited. And therefore, there's no Torah mitzvah. There's so many carbonas out there. Everyone, you see everyone else bringing and so on. So therefore, you get excited. Says the Gemara, the memra, so what do you want to tell us? It seems to me, whenever you have a limited number, whenever there's only a limited number, so therefore there shouldn't have been a frenzy, then there's no such concept as Torah HaMitzvah. Mechayiv Rabbi Shua. So let me ask a question. We're going to now bring this concept Torah HaMitzvah, which we had in Gemara Shabbos. And the Gemara's question is as follows. And I bless the Miller. Adi Tanaikis, what about a guy who had two children? And we'll soon see one child is either born on Friday and the next child is born on Shabbos. So Friday should have been gemalot on Friday, and Shabbos should have been on Shabbos. So only the Shabbos one is permission to be malot on Shabbos. And there'll be another case, he had two babies, one born on Shabbos, one born on Sunday. The Shabbos one should have been done on Shabbos, and the Sunday one should have been on Sunday. Now in the first case, the Friday, if you made a mistake and you took the Friday on Shabbos, you still did a mitzvah. Because even though it's a day late, and you don't do it on Shabbos once it's late, but the fact is you malad, you circumcise the child. But if you took the Sunday baby and you malad on Shabbos, so knows you malad on the seventh day, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah milah at all. So not only you made a mistake, you taught a mitzvah, but you did not achieve a mitzvah. And that's important, as we'll soon see. Because according to one version, when do we say Tor B'dvar Mitzvah is excusable if you ended up doing at least a modicum of a mitzvah, not the full mitzvah, but part of it. Like, hey, you should have done it on the right day, or not on Shabbat, you didn't on Shabbat, at least you did something. Or in our Mishnah here, you took your shlamim, you brought it as a Pesach, even though it's not Yetzah as a Pesach, but at least you were Yetzah as a shlamim. Or you did a Pesach as a shlamim, at least the carbon after Pesach, the carbon you're allowed to eat it, even though you haven't fully mitzvah. So you might like two children, the Eshlan kids, so there's only two kids. So just like the carbon tamid, too. Tanan, yet we still learned the concept of Torah mitzvah. We learned, Mishay Lashneto, you had two kids, one of them you had to circumcise on Sunday. And the echad lemula b'Shabbos, and one of them had to be circumcised on Shabbos. B'shacha, you forgot umola shel echad Shabbos, achad Shabbos. Sorry, you did the one from Sunday b'Shabbos on Shabbos. You did the one from Sunday on Shabbos, so you did it prematurely. Plus, you did not do a mitzvah chayiv. Then, according to everybody, it sounds like you're a chayiv because even though it's a Torah mitzvah, you got all excited. But v'loy osa mitzvah, you didn't end up doing any mitzvah because the 8-day-old child you mal out of the 7-day-old. However, Echel Mulebe Shabbos, one that had to be circumcised on Friday. Echel Mulebe Shabbos, one that had to be circumcised on Shabbos. The Shachach, you forgot. Umol Eshel Erev Shabbos. The Shabbos, he circumcised the Friday one on Shabbos. So here you made a mistake because of the mitzvah, but you actually achieved the mitzvah. The fact is, you circumcised the child at 9 days old, so you fulfilled the mitzvah. So Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev Chatzis, your partner. Now over here, there's a limit, there's only two babies. And yet we say we accept the fact that the mitzvah got you all excited. and therefore you are potter. Why? Because the fact that you did a mitzvah. Because so the is saying about the kabbanis, you took the carbon, you brought it up as a carbon tzir tamid. It is the carbon tamid, but it's still the behemoth, still kosher. Just you haven't obviously fulfilled the mitzvah of carbon tamid. So the why taka by the carbon tamid? Don't they say the same thing? Why taka according to Rabbi Shua isn't a tabal mitzvah? What's the difference? Yesh la kitzur. Omer ba mechum askim. Talking about you misunderstood the case. You know what we're talking about over here? In the case of the two babies, you had one that was supposed to be gemalad on a Shabbos and one was supposed to be gemalad on Friday. But what happened was, you malad a baby on Friday with the wrong one. You malad the Shabbos baby on Friday, which means you didn't do a mitzvah, but you malad it already. We're talking about a case all the way around. We're talking about a case here. Shekodem umol eshel edev Shabbos Shabbos. It's still, you have two babies, but you did, and one was Friday, and for whatever reason you did on Friday, because the baby was sick, or the moil couldn't make it, something happened, you couldn't bring on Friday. So now you have two babies to do on Shabbos. And the first baby you did was the wrong one. So the mitzvah is pressing, because the right baby is still sitting there waiting to be gemalot. So the mitzvah is still outstanding, and the mitzvah is still putting pressure on you. So therefore, since you are totaled in the mitzvah, you're involved in the mitzvah, and rightfully so, because you still have one baby before you that's supposed to be gemalot on Shabbos, and you did the wrong mitzvah. Therefore, the ikah hach the Shabbos is horebe. So you're an excuse, because you're still under the pressure to do a mitzvah. But in the case of the carbon tamid, we're talking about the case. Here, in the case of carbon tamid, we're talking about the carbon tamid was brought up already. So the pressure of the mitzvah is gone. And you found an animal lying around. And you decided, oh, you forgot that you brought the carbon tamid. And you decided, you know, I have to bring a carbon tamid now. So you don't have the pressure of the mitzvah. And that's why over there we say there's no tovid on mitzvah. Says the Gemara, so let's understand Amir. Amir says, Potter Amir disagrees. He says, even if you took this animal and you shechted the carbon tamid, you're a potter because you're told by mitzvah. But look, there's no pressure of a mitzvah. You already brought up the carbon tamid. But Aisha, and the way you learned right now, I was talking about you already brought up the morning of the carbon tamid. This guy, he found this lamb there sitting in the base of Migdash, and he thought, oh, he forgot that they brought the carbon tamid, brought it up. And Amir says, you're potter. But why? There's no pressure of a mitzvah anymore. There's no tov by mitzvah. And so what? Maybe the mayor holder he's still potter. But Tanya could learn chia from Avil Adiv, from the town of Avil Adiv, however you pronounce it. Omer the mayor, he said the name of the mayor, Loi Nechel Kud Abelezer Yeshua. Abelezer, don't argue. Asha Hoyu Loi Shnei Tov, you had two kids. Echad Lamel Erev Shabbat. The mayor takes Torah Mitzvah a step further. He held, we had one to circumcise Friday, but Echad Lamel B'Shabbat on Shabbos. V'shachach Umol Eshel Erev Shabbos B'Shabbat. If you malad the Friday one on Shabbos, the chayiv, you are chayiv. Right now we think we're talking about you're already circumcised. First you malad the Shabbos one, the correct one. So that mitzvah is gone. And now all you have left is the Friday one, when there's no mitzvah, just like the Karm Talmud. You already brought the Karm Talmud. Yet the mayor says that everybody agrees in this case. Once the mitzvah is gone, because once you did the Shabbos, when the mitzvah is gone, there's no longer an excuse of tov about mitzvah. Even though they end up doing a mitzvah, right? Because the Friday one you malad Shabbos, the fact that you did a mitzvah, but you don't have the pressure of a mitzvah because you already malad the correct one. So there's no longer pressure anymore. So it's no longer called a tov about mitzvah. That's case number one. So if you go back to the case of the carbon tamid, according to this, Rameya should agree that you should be chayyeh, because once you brought up the carbon tamid, the pressure of the mitzvah is gone. Where's the tov of the mitzvah? But then he continues, Rameya, and so what is Rabbi Elazar Shua arguing? Aman nechel, what are they arguing? Ashahoyle shnei tenaikas, he had two kids, echad lamul achad Shabbos, one for Sunday, the echad lamul b'Shabbos, and one for Shabbos. Umol eshal achad Shabbos b'Shabbos, and you malad the Sunday one on Shabbos. And you still have the pressure of the mitzvah because you didn't circumcise yet any child. The child that you malad on Shabbos, and you still have outstanding that the one that has to get malad, and you malad the Sunday one on Shabbos. So here you have the pressure of the mitzvah, even though you didn't end up doing a mitzvah at all. And May doesn't agree that Torah mitzvah needs the requirement that you had to do a mitzvah. According to him, if you're under pressure of doing a mitzvah, even though you didn't end up doing a mitzvah, like here, if you malad the Sunday baby on Shabbos, you didn't end up doing a mitzvah. Nevertheless, he holds that it's called Torah mitzvah, and that's the argument of Yeshua. Rebbe Mechayev Chatzar, doesn't hold of it. And Rabbi Shua Paiter, Rabbi Shua Paiter.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
I don't want to spoil the train of thought. But with the carbon tamid, is it the kohen who has the responsibility?
Yeah, we're talking about a kohen. We're talking about a kohen who was in the base of Mikdash, saw a lamb there, and he thought, for whatever reason, the communal carbon wasn't brought up yet. So he decided, oh, this must be it, and he brought it up.
So, but everywhere else we say the kohanim has risen, don't worry about this, they know what they're doing, and suddenly we think they're confused about it daily.
It sometimes happens. It sometimes happens, and this is maybe theoretical. Or it's either theoretical, or, you know, nobody's perfect. On the whole, we say that Zizin Hain, but sometimes they're human. They are human, like everybody else. So the question is, you're telling me the case of the carbon talmud was they really brought it up there for there's no pressure of mitzvah. I may agree that there's no pressure of mitzvah anymore, then there's no longer talmud about mitzvah. Hakra Meinah Mishnah argues and says that the carbon talmud, in that case over there, it's still called talmud about mitzvah, even though you brought it up already. So the Gemara Betisbra, does this make sense to you? To learn the Mishnah the way you just learned, does it make sense? You learned that you have Shabbos and Friday, and it's talking about here that you brought the Friday one up first on Shabbos, so you had the pressure of the mitzvah. But the Sunday and the Shabbos, you brought the Sunday one first, and therefore, you brought the Friday, you brought first the Shabbos one, and now you no longer have pressure of mitzvah, and that's where Rami says, Echai, but on Sunday and Shabbos, you brought the Sunday one first, and therefore you have the pressure of mitzvah. That's what you said. Betisbra, does that make sense? My Hassam. But look at the outcome. In the case of Friday, if you mallowed the Friday one on Shabbos, you tell me, you fulfilled the mitzvah, and you have to tell me Echayiv. But if you did the Sunday one on Shabbos, which you did not do mitzvah, potter, that makes sense. Talmud by mitzvah, you should at least have done a mitzvah at least as well. You're telling me the case of Friday and Shabbos, and you did the Friday one on Shabbos, where you did a mitzvah, yet you tell me, no, since there's no real pressure of a mitzvah, you were Chayiv, my husband of a mitzvah, potter, and yet in the Sunday one, if you brought the Sunday one on Shabbos first, you have the pressure of mitzvah, but you didn't do a mitzvah. The fact is, the Sunday one, when you mallowed on Shabbos, you didn't do a mitzvah. You have to do it again. So, and yet you tell me, potter, Rabbi Yeshua, the Sunday one, if you did a Shabbos, it's still your potter, because the pressure of a mitzvah, you're potter. Nu hecha the carbon mitzvah, if you did the Friday one on Shabbos, mechayiv, and you actually achieved the mitzvah, and it was the mitzvah to a certain extent that made you excited, you can be chayiv. Doesn't make sense. Navas, Amid Rabbi Yehuda, he said, you learned wrong. This is how you're supposed to learn. Reisha is talking about going to kodim umos al Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. The Reisha is talking about not that on Shabbos you malo the Shabbos one. It's talking about a whole different word. Ramea says the focus should not be whether you achieve the mitzvah or not. The focus should be whether you had a right that Shabbos to do the mitzvah. In the first case, you had a Friday and a Shabbos baby. What you did was you took by mistake, you maloed the following Friday the Shabbos baby. So when it came to Shabbos, you no longer had a Shabbos baby to mala. All you had was a Friday baby. So you had no right to circumcise that Shabbos, because the Shabbos baby was already circumcised, and you had to fix it up. You can no longer do it on Shabbos. You got to wait. And the Friday baby, you had no right to do on Shabbos, because a milah shel bezman, if it's delayed, you have to wait till after Shabbos. So therefore, if a Friday baby or since in that case you had no right to do any circumcision on Shabbos, there's no Torah mitzvah. That's what May means. The Shabbos baby on Friday, therefore shalom nitna Shabbos, because he had absolutely no right to do anything on Shabbos. The next case is talking about, you had a Sunday and a Shabbos baby. There, you malad first the Sunday baby, but the Shabbos baby is still outstanding, which means you had a right to do a bris on that Shabbos. And that's why it's called Tabla Mitzvah. The Sefer, nitna Shabbos nitcha, that's what the Sefer is talking about, the Shabbos was nitcha by him. And Hochanam here too, Hareish Nitna Shabbat Nitcha Eitz a Karbat Zibur. And every Shabbos you can bring a Karbat Zibur. And even on this Shabbat, even though you brought away the Karbat Zibur, but because that mitzvah is always there to bring a Karbat Zibur on Shabbos, therefore it's as if the mitzvah is still there before you, and that's why you're excused. That's what Meir says, you're totally potter, because it's as if you had a right to bring the Karbat on Shabbos. Okay, maybe you didn't have a right to bring up to Mimala child this Shabbos, because you already circumcised your Shabbos baby on Friday. But there's somebody out there who's a lot of Mala on Shabbos, so Shabbos itself can be pushed away for Mila. Amalei, you're right. But Mila is a personal thing. And like, hi, Gavra, Mila is Leisiyah. But this person had no right to do on Shabbos. And according to the mayor, the main focus is not so much if Osa Mitzvah, the main focus is if you had a right to do the Mitzvah that Shabbos, if it's Nitin Litchis or not. Then the mission continues. The shakos v'achim shakos v'pesach. Any other carbon, if you brought any other carbon for the name of Pesach, imein and ruin. If it was not suitable for Pesach, then you have no excuse. Then you're just a shaygi chayv im ruin. But if it looked like a carbon Pesach in all respects, then the mitzvah got you excited. Man Tana, the Shon Lamerun Lashen, who's the Tana that says there's a difference whether the animal, yeah, it's a legitimate mistake or not, thinking that it's a Karban Pesach, that's a Shimon. Tana, we learned, Echor Azbachim, the Ruin, the Ruin, whether it's suitable for Karban Pesach, whether it isn't. Vechen HaShoychid L'Shem Imur Tzibur, if you Shechter at Akshlamim, thinking that this is the Karban Tamin, in all these cases, Pati, Pati, Dibur Amir. It's the Mitzvah got you excited and you're always Pati. No. If the animal could not have been mistaken for a Korban Pesach, then you can't say the mitzvah got you excited. You have to take some responsibility. It's a shayig. When they're arguing, you're arguing a case where it's suitable. Rabbi Leza says, Yechayv Achatas. And Rabbi Shua Poter. Rabbi Leza says, Rabbi Shua, he doesn't believe in Torah Mitzvah, Rabbi Shua Poter, because you had a legitimate basis for making a mistake. It looked like a Korban Pesach, and you're excited for the mitzvah, therefore you're Poter. Omer Rabbi Rabbi Leza, Poter Rameir, Rabbi says, name Rabbi Lazar, Poter Hoy Rameir. Rameir says that even if it couldn't have made a mistake, I feel the eagle, Shazir Kishlam, it was a calf. Now, no way in the world you can think that a calf is a Korban Pesach, because we know a Korban Pesach is a sheep or a goat. It was a calf of a shlamim, and sheshachtu shabbat, he got all excited and he shechtu as a Pesach. Even then, I may hold, it's a Torah mitzvah yepater. Omer le Rabzei Rabibi, Omer Rabbi Yechonah said, Moide Rameh bebalamumin. Rameh is Moide, if the animal had a defect, in no way in the world you could have thought that this is a kosher Korban Pesach. Therefore, you can no longer use the excuse of Torah mitzvah, because it's not shaykh to be a Korban at all. You can't say, oh, I made a mistake. So by Balei Mumin, generally, you are not so preoccupied. In other words, the Balei Mumin, you're not really thinking, I'm going to bring this animal as a carbon until now. If it's a non-mum animal, you're always thinking, oh, I got to bring a carbon. So therefore, you got to miss it, got you excited. Here, it has a mum, you know it cannot be brought as a carbon. So even at the last minute, you brought it up, you got excited, it wasn't something on your mind the whole time. What about Chulashay Pesach? You picked up an animal you never set aside for a Karban at all, and you took it as a Karban Pesach. What am I saying in this case? Does he say, look, it's a mistake, even though it's not a really acceptable mistake, you know, it's only Chulin. Nevertheless, he would hold that you are Potter or not. He would exempt you even in this case because the mitzvah got you excited. So she asked, how is this different? He's moide by Balei Mumin. Why? Because since it's an animal that has a mum, it's not shaykh to be a korban. So you can't say, oh, I got all excited about the mitzvah, I did it. So the chayr chul is the same thing. Says no. What is it called? Mumin by Balei Mumin le mechlefi. An animal that has a mum. And another animal, you're not going to make a mistake from an animal with a mum to an animal without a mum. However, Hani Mechlefi, Chulim and Kachim, you can make a mistake. You could have said, I thought this is Kachim, because there's no mum on it. So it looks like, you know, you could have made an honest mistake. But if it has a mum, how in the world can you make a mistake? Says Gemara, the time Rameh, so Gemara says, what's going on here? You're telling me the reason Rameh is from Chulfe, so it's now becoming a whole new Svara. When does Rameh excuse a Torah Mitzvah if it's a viable, if it's a possible, a plausible mistake? You know, it looks similar, whatever it is, but if it's a mum, for example, it's not a plausible mistake, it's inexcusable. Is that the word? We just learned top of the page that if it was a calf, there's no way in the world that it's a plausible mistake thinking that a calf can be a Korban Pesach. Everyone knows it can't. And shows your Pesach, and he said, yes, he says, you're potty because the mitzvah got you excited. Doesn't necessarily have to be a plausible mistake, sounds like. Almo time that I made. No, and the word I made is, L'chayr, so why do we excuse you? Shum the tarid, because you're so, you know, this animal, you're working on it to be a carbon all the time. So therefore, you were thinking about carbon, you made a mistake. Omele, you're right. The man has two possibilities that he says you're excused. Either tadid afgav le-mechlev, if you're busy with the carbon, even though it's not possible to make a mistake, or mechlev afgav le-tadid, or his mechlev, even though he's not so occupied. La-fuki ba-le-mumin, but if, let's say, it has defects, the loy ichlufi mechlev, there's no way you'll make a mistake on an animal that has defects, to say, oh, it's a carbon, the animal has no defects. And, well, let me tell you, you weren't preoccupied with this animal at all, thinking about a carbon. Yosir, Rab Zayda, and Rab Shmuel, Rab Yitzchak, sat on the porch of Rab Shmuel, Rab Yitzchak, the Yosir, come and sing there and saying, Om Rab Shimulokish said, what happens, this chalif leishput shal noisir, let's say by mistake you had a spit, and on the end of the spit, there was some carbon left over and it was beyond its due date, the time that you can eat, the time elapsed. So now, what do you do with that meat? You have to burn it. And he got mixed up, with a spit of a carbon that was roasted. And, you know, you have to, and there's a mitzvah to eat a carbon we had before, but even he saw the mitzvah, and you ate it. So it's l'chel a tarbet mitzvah, and you ate the wrong one. Chayiv, you are chayiv. In this case, you are chayiv. even though it's a Torah mitzvah. Rabbi Yechonah said the following, and we're not sure Rabbi Yechonah is arguing or agreeing with Rish Lakish. He says, "Ishtay nida, but what happens if a person went to do the mitzvah with his wife and didn't realize that she was a nida? Then he is chayiv a karm chattas, even though it's a Torah mitzvah, well, he's chayiv. Yevemtay nida, but if let's say he was a sister-in-law, that she was a nida and ball in order to fulfill the mitzvah of yibum, pater because of Torah mitzvah." Ikadamini, so it's two versions. One version is if Rabbi Yechonah says that in these cases, that in the case of your wife, you need to know there's a mitzvah, you are chayiv. So surely, koshkein by he, the mechayiv. Surely, in the case of Reish Lakish, where you had a shpud, you're chayiv. You lost a mitzvah. At least in the case of your wife, you did a mitzvah. Having relations with her turned out to be she's needed, but you're doing a mitzvah approval, whatever, we'll soon see. You did a mitzvah, and therefore, and yet you're saying that you are not, that you are chayiv, it's inexcusable. So surely in the case of the spit, when you ate nisa, you didn't do any mitzvah at all. It's a Torah mitzvah, loss of mitzvah, so surely you're chayiv. That's one version. East Amri, the other say, no, the other way around, but he potter. In the case of the shpud, you taka be potter because it's a genuine mistake. So how come did you chayiv? My time, mahasim, who'd have the shula, when it comes to your wife, you should have asked her. Are you a nida or not? So you're culpable. So you chayv a chatzah. Maybe it's a mistake. But chayv a chatzah. Who are you going to ask of him in the case of the spit? So loy. Therefore, it's a Torah mitzvah. Mitzvah got you excited. And you're exempt. Says the Gemara with Rabbi Yechonah. Maishnos. So why does he make a difference? Yevemta. They call it mitzvah. Yevemta. He's saying you're doing a mitzvah. So that you mistake because the mitzvah you potter. Each and every mitzvah. Aren't you doing a mitzvah with your wife as well? So he answers. Talking about ishtem uberes. The mitzvah is no mitzvah for Ravu. She's pregnant right now. And therefore, it's not a tor b'dvar mitzvah. So the Mavika Simchas Oinu, it's still a mitzvah, even though you're not going to get children. It's a mitzvah of a certain periods you have to have a relationship with your wife. So when I answer Shaloi B'Shas Einos, it's a time that you shouldn't have done it. It's till, let's say, the night before we expect her to have a period again. And therefore, it wasn't the time, you know, every Friday night, depending on what kind of person you are, how often you have to have a relationship with your wife. That even if it's not an oinah, if your wife is interested, you have a mitzvah to be mesameh, or even if it's not the time of oinah. So the Gemara Samuch Levesta, we're talking about a period that's right before her regular sighting, and therefore we don't want you to have any relations. So you hug yourself, you went to Nami. So you went also, if it's some Michal Vesta, you had no right to, what's the difference, your wife or talking about the same case, we're making a distinction, your wife or your Vama, because there you're doing a mitzvah. So, but over here also you're doing a mitzvah with your wife and the Vos, the Chilik is that it's some Michal Vesta, and right before her period. So the same thing with the Yavama. So we answer, your sister-in-law, you hardly know, so therefore you're embarrassed to ask her. So therefore we say it's not your fault. Or the Ishtar Lebozna, your wife, you should have asked. You're not embarrassed, you should have asked her. But Rabbi Yechonah, come on. Who did Rabbi Yechonah hold like? He says over here, Torah b'dvar mitzvah, and even though you did a slight little mitzvah, he said, if you talk about Yevamah, if you have Torah b'dvar mitzvah, you did a mitzvah, then the din is at your potter. So which town is he following on? Whose town is he following on? So you want to ask like this, Elam, Rabbi Yechonah will have a Gemara Sukkot, and I'm going to Rabbi Yechonah, Chalik B'Shabbos. In those days, the first day of Sukkot, in those days, they used to take a lulav, because they knew the exact date of when there's Chedesh is. So if the first day, Shabbos, you took the lulav to bench, and then you realize you don't know the bracha, how to shake it, v'shacha, you forgot, v'hoitzi, it's a lulav, which was Rab, and you took it out in the street, potter, you are potter. You know why you're potter? Neshahoitzi, b'reshus. The mitzvah got you all excited. So we see, so that's what Rabbi Yechonah follows that. Could Torah b'dvar mitzvah. There you have a time period. It has to be done this minute. It has to be done today. So therefore, and he didn't remember how to make a bracha. So therefore, he has an excuse, the pressure. But over here by Yevam, he could have waited. Well, Rabbi Shua, this vach, must be sure. We just learned here by Karbon. Again, by Karbon, Dilma, Hosam, Namiz, Mani, Bol, Karbon, Pesach, you have to bring it today. Again, the mitzvah, the frenzy, the mitzvah, and again, got you excited. Well, Rabbi Shua did tonight, kids. Rabbi Shua, we learned about the Bris Mila. No, Hosam, Namiz, Mani, Bol. Again, you have a limited time. Whenever there's a time pressure, we understand why you're excused. If the mitzvah got you all excited. But there's no time pressure like the Yevamah, who said you putter? Now look, Rabbi Shua, the Truma, the case of Truma. Now we learn how you oichel but Truma. Let's say a kohen was eating Truma, the noida he found out in, while he was eating in between bitefuls, shehu ben grusha ben chalutza. His mother was a divorcee, or his mother was a chalutza, which means that instead of a brother marrying her, they gave a chalitza, which the rabbanon is considered like a divorce, and therefore she's not allowed to marry a kohen, and her children are chalolim, which means they're disqualified from being a kohen. And then he was eating Truma, but he was really a chol. He didn't know. is Rabbi Elazar says, too bad. Mechayev keren lechemish. Now you're Yisrael, you have to pay the back the principal and pay back a penalty of a quarter, a fifth, which comes out of a quarter. Rabbi Shua says, no, he's exempt. And there, there's no time. You have to eat truma at a certain time. So we see that if you talk about mitzvah, you're part of the same thing over here in the case of Yavama. Saying, well, again, didn't look at Rabbi Ben Amayi, Rabbi Ben Amayi, but truma better Pesach. Maybe he's talking about truma on Erev Pesach. It's chametz, and therefore he's rushing through it. So it's, again, there's a pressure of a time. There's money ball. And the time, therefore, there's no proof. Or inami, or I can tell you another reason why this cannot be Rabbi Yechonon. Shiny truma can avoid. Truma is considered service, just like a koyin eats a carbon is considered avoider. So too, when eats truma is considered service, and so what? And by avoider rachmana achshav, not because Torah mitzvah. The Torah clearly says if a koyin was working in the base of Mikdash, thinking he was a valid koyin, found out sometime in later on that he actually was a chol, his mother kept it a secret. The din is that all the avoider activity he did till now is considered kosher. So same with truma, not because of Torah. Nothing to do with Rabbi Yechon. What's the story? Now how you the makri. The Kohen was working in the base of Mikdash. Suddenly he found out you ben Grusha ben Chalutz. He found out he was a son of Chalutz. He called a kavan kol shikra v'gamaz beif. So everything he did till now was disqualified. Rabbi Shua machshir. Rabbi Shua says kosher. I mean, my time. Rabbi Shua, why? Receive, because the pasuk says Baruch Hashem Chelo. Hashem will bless all of his work, all of his efforts, the poyotitz and everything that he did with his hands should be acceptable. So we see clearly from here. So the Eibishter benches Chela, everything that belongs to him, will probably and everything activities the Eibishter accepts. The Truma Heicha Ikra Avoida. How do you know Truma is called Avoida? The Tani we learned. Ma'i said up Tarfin Shlabem Shlab Beis Medrash. He didn't come yesterday afternoon to the Beis Medrash. The Shach in the morning, Motzer Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel found him. Amalei Mipnei Allah Bosser Rav Beis Medrash. Why didn't you show up yesterday in Shul? Amalei Avoida Avaliti. I was doing Avoida. I'm sorry, I'm going to say, you're being facetious. Kol dvarecha ein al divatayma. It doesn't make sense what you are saying. It's amazing. V'chi avoyde b'zman hazeh minayim. What today is the base of Midrash? What avoyde are you doing? So what if you're a kohen? Amalei, he said to him, how do you aim it? Says the pasuk, avoyde is matona etnes konaschem. That all the gifts that you give to a kohen, the Eibishter refers to it as avoyde is matona. And this matona is like an avoyde, like a service. And I'm eating truma. So it's an avoyde. So v'azor akar v'yum is, osu achilas truma begvulin ka avoyde b'z Midrash, as if I'm doing avoida in the base hamidrash. So therefore, again, we don't have necessarily a source for Rabbi Yechon and why he holds that Yavam is mutter, because there's no zmane ball, there's no time, and we don't have a basis for his to corroborate what he is saying. We'll stop over here.